why this night.
I have a problem.
A problem? Or mayhap some she go away.
Discipline. How do I be disciplined? How do I do the things that I feel I really need to do in my life? Every day I have two things at the moment that I would really need to do. And the day goes by and all these things happen and interruptions come and there's a million other things that need to do, and I get to the end of the day and I feel, oh, to do these two things now.
Very good.
May you lack it, that's right.
Very good.
But it hasn't achieved the things that I need to achieve, these two special things for myself I need to achieve.
So first of all, you have to ask yourself, what are you avoiding doing them for? Because this is procrastination.
Exactly.
And you are procrastinating for what reason? Are you answering yourself in your head? So you have to discover this thing for yourself first. Is that not right? Mm. Because when you discover what is the procrastination about, then you can do something about it. Usually, procrastination comes out of some form of fear. Big fear, little fear, matters not. It is fear. Fear that you might succeed. Fear that you might not succeed. Fear that it is going to take longer than you imagined it. Fear that having put all that time and effort into it, it won't be successful. And so on and so forth. You can put many, many stories to your fear. However, the result is the same.
It doesn't happen.
That is correct. So, first of all, you have to decide, is this procrastination? If so, how are you going to change it? And then mayhap you have to say to everything else, you have to wait. This is of paramount importance and must be done this day. And then you set about making this time for this day and doing it. It is like the task that I got something I can give for you. Describe it. Moment, please. Ah, that is very good. This comes from soldier who is waiting and listening to what is happening. Soldier says that sometimes when out, it's a maneuvers, this is correct, that sometimes they have to make for themselves a place to live for the night or for a few days. In order to do this, they have to dig a place to go to expel body fluids. That's right. Nobody likes this job. Nobody wants to do it. However, they are not allowed to procrastinate about it because it is a very important job that has to be done for everybody. Otherwise, you have sickness. So they have in charge, they have Sergeant Major who says, you go, you go, you go, you go, and you dig, you know. However, you have to be your own Sergeant Major to go make this thing happen to yourself. Is that right? Mm. So it may be that there is something about this thing you have to do that is a little distasteful to you. It is not exciting, perhaps. Some things you have to do is not exciting to do. Is that right?
Mm.
And yet they have to be done. Is that not right? It's essential they be done for your health, mayhap. Now it may be to do with the health or the physicality. It may be to do with the health of the mind. It may be to do with the health of the spirit. Or the health of the emotion. However, it does not matter which one or all of which it is, it has to be done. So, Sergeant Major inside you have to say, now. Little mother, you have to set aside time. What is the best time for doing this?
Yeah, I did this. I wrote a list.
Oh, however, whereabouts on the list was this thing of essentialness?
Early. The first thing was early, and the last thing was later on. Before school.
So, is this thing that you're doing requiring much energy?
Yes, but it also energizes me as well.
Therefore, it is not sensible to do it just before you go to sleep.
Oh, no, no, not that. No, there's two things. There's two things. One is an exercise thing, and another thing is this listening to a tape. That is a quiet thing. The exercise thing, I just put it in. It's tempting to put in the morning. And a quiet listening to a tape, I just tempting to put in before I go to bed.
So you need to review the time that you are doing it. You also need to look at how it is that you are not ready to make your commitment to this. Your procrastination is following something. Follow the procrastination and find the fear. With success of anything, there is responsibility that comes along with it. No matter how big or small, there is always responsibility that comes with success. This is a truth, I think, because it is able to be applied to all manner of things in your life. Ponder on it for a moment. When you ask to be one of you, aspire to achieve something for yourself. What about other people's? And when you aspire to do those things and you set about doing, you follow a pattern, do you know, of developing towards your success. Is that right? How do you feel at the end of your success?
I was pleased at the end.
Wonderful things. Now, with the achievement of these things, look at what you were doing before, and look at what you now have looking to yourself to be responsible for yourself. Is there more or less responsibility in those things? Would you go back to the way you were before you made your achievement? No. No. So you have come forward, have you not? And in coming forward, you have made your achievement. You have also acquired a new responsibility. You have a responsibility now to continue with that achievement, to continue the momentum can test it for yourself. You can find that it is true for one thing as it will be for another. It will be as true now as it was in time past, as it will be in time to come. This is the nature of a truth from oneness. No. This is not people truth. This is oneness truth. Because it stands the test of time. Many people in your world will give you many speakings and say, this is the truth. I am telling you the truth. How do you know? How do you know what is the truth and what is not? Is by applying it to your daily living and applying it in all aspects of your life so that you may know whether or not it stands the test of time. And then it stands the test of time. And the results are exactly the same now as they were last week and last moon ago. And so on and so forth. Not the same next week, next month, and so on and so forth. This is how you find it. So the same is with imagination. Find the fear. Find the reason and the responsibility. And then started it. How you may be a little afraid about it going this way. Because as you have all said differently, you have gained some pleasure and something good from the achievement. So when you wake up, the little light of the candle goes on in your mind and illuminates this for you, then you will know that you have reached the point of application. You will be able to do this thing without requesting. Is that right? This is not just for you, it is for all peoples. So it is very good you ask this question.
Well, I was talking to a friend of ours in Christchurch last night. She's having the same bother on a different area.
So all the more reason for everybody to ask questions, because it is not just for one people, it is for all people to know.
How do we come to terms with the harm that other people cause to ones that are close to us? How do we accept that? And certainly, when we can't do anything to change
it. It is difficult, isn't it? And it is a very large question. A very large question. Given many different speakings about this kind of thing to different peoples at different times. And many of those speakings include dead, and you will. So, everybody is linked. That's the first thing that needs to be understood. Everybody is linked. No man is a pilot, not unto himself. What happens to one will be reflected upon another. Hatred within one will reflect out and will cause disharmony and disease among those around him. The wordings of the prophets of many moons ago, there is a saying, and that is, if thine eye offends thee, pluck it out. You know? And this was how it was conceived to be. And then the one came to walk on the earth. The one you know as Jesus, you know?
Yes.
Came to walk on the earth and taught a different message to you all. And this was not to take the eye out, it was to love. Even though others may do you harm and do you great disservice, you are counseled and called upon by oneness and by Jesus to love. This does not mean that you have to bow down and be trodden all over by their big feet. No. It means that you continue to love them. This way, negative, not evil, for there is a difference. I'm going to digress slightly, because it is a question that's coming to your mind. There are many people from many different walks of life, all of them believe they are wrong. No. This is not wrong, it is not bad, it is not evil. What becomes evil is when the Lord of Chaos comes and whispers in the ears of his people and turns them from the true path. In all of the facts of the world, all the different facets, there is one path and one path only, and it leads to one destination. Oneness. It matters not the name that is given to oneness. That is the path on which we pass. He is not the voice of reason. He is the voice that disrupts and causes disharmony and chaos in the heart, in the mind, in the soul. And the good people that walk power. right of might on their side, you know? And so they fight their great battles in this illusion. This is not so. Oneness does not promote this harmony, does not promote chaos, does not promote killing of each other or maim of each other or destruction of each other. Oneness does not promote any of that. It comes from the Lord of Chaos only. So no one, peoples, are going to be responsible because of the path they walk or fight. It is individuals within that path who become corrupted by the Lord of Chaos whispering all the time in the ear. Have you heard the saying, get rid behind me, Satan? Have you heard the saying? When you hear the whispers that come to you, voice of a friend that you have or someone you consider friend or a family member, you know, whispering to you, coming out of their mouth. Look at them with different eyes. Say oneness, Mother, Father, God, whatever you have, whatever your name is. This is the Lord of Chaos speaking through this one deliberately to cause mischief. Then you say, Lord, oneness, drive the Lord of Chaos away from this one so that they may be free. Sad that you feel this way and that you come by this information. It is a terrible burden for you to carry. And may have it as well you have shared it with others. Thank you. And let them go their own way. And supposing they say to you, well, what are you going to do about it? And you can say, I shall pray for them. You know, you may not like it. However, in this manner you can let them know that you are not holding chaos, you hold chaos. And you cannot judge people that want to cause difficulty. Like to them mind does not know what is true anymore. Your heart becomes troubled. Your emotions become out of balance. Your physicality starts to feel very sick. And your spirit begins to lose its energy. And for a little while, want to escape to sleep. Having been seen to sleep. So the way to reverse it is as I can.
Dealing with the person or the person's soul.
This is part of the law of karma. There are certain you can do your and when the Lord of Chaos comes. One has harm done to them. Once that is done, they disappear. Explain the condition. I'll give you an example. They come into this new life, and man has come into this life. And in this life, this child, this woman, is destined as part of karma to be dishonored in the previous life. Break the cycle. The one that has been dishonored, the one that has seemingly been has to look at the harm that has been. They have to say to themselves, what is it? Not to do this again. I can be strong. I can be an example for other people who have had this happen to them. I can go and learn how to bring love and peace to others who have had this happen to them. There are many things that this individual can do to make themselves strong in their lives, you know? And then they will say, oneness, I want to say thank you. Thank you to the one who did this to us. Thank you for letting them be part of the life that came to I this life, so that I may learn these lessons and be strong in light. And at the moment of this coming, then will be the truth. Would you like I to wait?
Yes, please, Sandra.
I will wait. Mayhap we can make some soundings for some waitings.
But life is all about waiting.
Very often that is very true. Not helpful, however very true.
It's all fixed. Sorry to interrupt.
It's all right. You need to take deep breath inside of you now.
Yes, there's a lot of people relying on these tapes.
That's
and
true.
It was running on battery, which means that it would slowly fade away and they would lose it.
So are you content that all is well now?
I hope so.
Would you like to make sure we can wait? Or are you
okay? No, I'm okay with it.
Yep. You're going to wait.
I'm okay.
That is all right. Only don't beat yourself up with big stick.
No, well, it happens, doesn't
it? Don't do that to yourself. It transpires, unfortunately, from time to time that humankind do have these things happen. And you have machines now, which is very interesting. I won't digress, I'll come back to what I'm saying. Otherwise I could digress about machines. I like machines. So, we have this situation where the individual, it may take them many years, you know, of earth time to come to this point. They have to go through a process of development, you know, before they can learn to say thank you for this bad deed that was done. Most people in their mind would say, oh my goodness, how on earth can you say thank you to somebody for doing something so dreadful? Is that right?
Yes.
However, the thank you, when it comes from the heart, when the individual truly has the insight and has learned the lessons and has discovered this bounty that has come from it, then they say thank you from the heart and they say thank you to oneness. And as they do this, the oneness energy will flood down into their heart and into their body, and they will be healed of all of their pain of that thing. And so they will shine like a beacon of light. And they will take that knowledge and go and pass it on to others. Your task as protector can be to guide these ones along this path towards enlightenment, teaching all the way about love, about forgiveness, how forgiveness comes, how they can learn to work through each step of their journey, because it is a journey they are on. Once they have reached this point of enlightenment, the cycle of karma is broken and will be no more. This is how it is that the one of Jesus that came to walk among you said to you, I am the way, the truth, and the light. I come to bring this to you. Follow me. I will show you the way. And the way is love. love, not hatred, not resentment. It is love. Learning to love all the lessons of life, no matter how hard they may be. And that is not an easy task.
It is difficult.
It is a very difficult one, especially when it is somebody that you love yourself. Okay. However, you can help it. You can continue and assist people to make their journey by continuing to love, following the teaching of love, you know? And the teaching of love, this teaching is in all of the facets of the diamond, are they not? It all has the same teaching. Love each other. Love everybody. Even those that will do you harm, love them. And this is the source of it. Learning how to love them. It doesn't say you have to like them. Notice the difference. You don't have to like them to love them. There is a difference. It may have be that you have different personalities. You can't possibly like somebody. However, you can love them anyway, because they are a child of oneness, as you are a child of oneness. And you love them without condition as a child of oneness. You know? Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. It may be difficult to...
It is not easy.
Yes.
I not say anything of the teaching is easy. Mm-hmm. However, it is a truth. It works. It takes a lot of earth time sometimes. It takes a lot of earth energy sometimes. However, you do always have oneness power to come to assist you with whatever you need to do. You have only to ask for it.
And patience.